this weekend with all the superheroes in it. They look at Chuck Norris and say, "We heard you was dead."
You know that? I mean,
he goes, "You know, I heard that too."
Look at, I mean, boy, he still uses that beard dye.
Oh yeah,
I mean, it's
I forget who.
Well, I got a picture of Stallone. Oh, it looks like he's on the most amazing steroids because he looks like his body's 25.
And is it one scene with him when they show him? Is it him? Then they back up the camera and it's all shady. Is that supposed to be Stallone that jumps up and roundhouses somebody?
I see that.
All right, we got to check that out. I don't know. I mean, I'll watch it because it's nostalgic.
You'll go to the theater and watch it.
No, I don't know about that.
Jared, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Tommy?
Hey.
Hey, on the trip to Redneck Riviera, you can go around the north side of Mobile, man. It will save you 30, 45 minutes jacking with that tunnel.
I've seen that road, and one time I got lost accidentally coming back from Panama City and took that way, but I thought it was out of the way.
It's got that high bridge.
Yeah, the high bridge. It's Bear Paw Road will cut you off and take you over to the north side of Birmingham. You cross that bridge. You go through the industrial area, old 98, jump on 10. I mean, some people were right behind us, and they didn't take it, and we beat them a solid 30 minutes.
I mean, you look into that.
Might have to look into that if I drive again.
I'm dead serious. It'll save you a ton of time.
Well, I did.
But you don't want to drive it when it's dark.
I did decide, again, that my final my last vacation will be somewhere down there because, I mean, it's just, you just sit there and you watch the sunset and the water's clear and you can't hear sirens.
Yeah, we went to Okaloosa this year, and it was the clearest, prettiest water I've seen in the last 15 years down there.
All right, we're going north of Mobile next time, honey, I guess. Jack, what's up?
Hey, man, I've got the best route to go that you guys are forgetting, or I guess you just don't notice, because the best way to go is I went to Panama City a couple of weeks ago, took this route, and best route by far that I'll take from now on, you go through Memphis. And then you go down at an angle slightly. It's freeway the whole way. You go through Birmingham.
I've done that.
Straight down Birmingham through Montgomery. And then, about 30 minutes past Montgomery, that's the only time you have to get on a crappy highway. And it's not even that crappy for a small highway. It's the best little small highway I've ever taken. I made Panama City in 11 hours, and you end up on 98. Where you can go right to Fort Walton, which is only about 15 miles, or you can go left to Panama City.
Jack, Jack, I hate to tell you that I make it in 10.
Yeah, he shatters that record. And I got back from Navarre in 8.5 hours, and I can't attribute that to fast driving.
It's better highways.
If you stop.
Ain't stopping.
If you stop,
I agree.
That's 10, 12.
I don't stop at all, yeah.
10, 12 minutes right there.
Bathroom and gas. Because
we didn't stop on the way back, obviously. We just kept on trucking, and we stopped two times, and, I mean, they were breezed.
I'll tell you, if I'm not mistaken, Tommy, I think by not stopping at all and having a pretty good speed and not much traffic, I think I've even broke 9 one time. That's too fast to be going.
Yes.
But I think the only thing, I did not enjoy the trip from Memphis, Jack, for some reason. I thought it was a little bit longer. It's not a bad drive. But I do think it's a tad longer than doing the shortcut. But, you know, the shortcut sort of, you got that middle stretch. It's sort of hairy if you don't know where you're going.
Jackson.
You
know? Jackson I hate Jackson.
The thing I like about it is you totally bypass that Pine Bluff going through.
Oh, I understand. Yeah. Although you'd have to drive to Memphis.
And that is that is 4-lane now all the way.
What's that?
Yeah, and it's
to Lake Village.
Yeah.
You literally only have the small highway for about 2.5 hours.
I understand.
It really doesn't bother you going down there. It's the drive back that it's like, oh, God. I remember getting about 40 miles outside of Jackson. I said the next 80 miles are the worst 80 miles because driving through Jackson is just a pain in the butt. Thanks a lot, man.
Well, and your vacation's over on the way back as
That's exactly right.
That's part of it.
That's a big part of it. Harry King is here. Harry, the Razorbacks scrimmaged over the weekend. There was PGA over the weekend. There was Olympics over the weekend. Where do you want to start?
Wherever you're
right,
it's your show.
Both of you guys were at the scrimmage Saturday. I was not here, and I think that I get a better outside perspective on how people view what goes on in Arkansas than the people in Arkansas, because it was not any of the Clarion Ledger. It wasn't in the Mobile News about Petrino. Nothing in there at all. There was a little blurb in USA Today that he went on ESPN and apologized. That was it. And I don't know why it didn't get the coverage, or it did get the coverage. The big coverage was Honey Badger getting cut free,
yeah,
and the way Les Miles handled it. But they did say that the way Arkansas handled their problems, and everybody's handling their problems now by cutting throats, Ohio State getting rid of Strepsil, that now people are more and more abiding by the rules and saying, we just, I don't care how good you are, Honey Badger, we're contending for a national championship, and if this pops up and muddies the water, you're going to McNeese State.
There are a lot of people that think his loss is just devastating. I'm not one of them. He's a great kick returner, but he's not a really good defensive back. The other kid they had last year, the Claiborne kid, was a better cover guy, better tackler. He tackles the ball. He got away with tackling the ball.
He was a big play guy.
Yeah,
what
he was, stripped the ball and all that, but he missed tackles going for that. So
it was a lot like Dion.
Why Arkansas and Georgia ever punted to him? I'll never know. But anyway, that's where they really miss him, is the kick return thing.
Yeah, they apparently put a freshman
they'll
in, and
he's almost
as good they say as he is.
And who knows if they'll ever get a completed pass against him anyway? By the time those defensive people get through rushing their quarterback.
By the way, Joe Adams, did you see the punt return he had?
Yeah, that he almost had.
Yeah. Isn't that something?
Yep.
Same.
And Luck, of course, throws his first touchdown. It's a touchdown pass. Peyton Manning's first pass was a touchdown pass. These mean nothing at all, except for that is a kind of weird oddity that they would both throw their first pass for a touchdown. But let's talk about the Razorbacks, because I know that's what people want to hear about now that now that the Spice Girls are back together. when they did that last night, I was like, who is this? Ladies and gentlemen, we've been waiting for years for this. And I was like, is John Lennon alive? And they bring out the Spice Girls.
Well, over there, it's a big deal.
McCartney's there. That's good enough for me.
I thought the Spice Girls actually look hotter now than they did then.
Yeah, but still, it's the Spice Girls.
And Spice Girls were big back then.
They said they sold
more records than any girl band ever, and I just can't buy that they sold more records than the Supremes. But no, they said it anyway. I would think that's not right either.
I don't think Miley Cyrus sold more than that.
Yeah.
The scrimmage. Tell us what happened.
I have no idea.
I went.
Good defense. You know,
two things. Well, okay. A couple observations. One of the things that was glaring to me is the lack of the presence of a big head coach. You know, you always, whether it be personality wise, whether it be vocal, you just sense. You know, there was a Petrino there, even Houston in his day. It feels like there was something missing.
But you can do it different ways. You don't have to do it the same way Petrino did.
I know. I'm just saying, you could. For me, I could sense there wasn't a strong leadership presence from a staff standpoint. Listen, I played under Lou Holtz. You felt Lou.
Well, sure, I understand.
Played under Hatfield. You felt Ken. And, you know, you never heard a lot vocally from John, which is fine. That's his role. I'm just saying, you definitely don't have a presence, an intimidating, an inspiring. You know, that's just
not sure you can't be inspired by the other way, though.
I'm just saying is Ken Hatfield was not a rah-rah guy, but it just, you know.
I know. He had a presence.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That was something that jumped at me. It's like I looked around. I kept waiting for somebody to be his personality, to be there to say, I'm here, I'm your leader.
But he tends to defer to coordinators and other people.
Yeah, but he looks like Woody Allen in that hat.
I don't think that's a judgment. I'm not sure you can't do it his way. If I was playing, I wouldn't mind playing for a guy who you thought was poor.
Well, all I know is this, is that I think you play just like the defense is playing better because they have a guy. I think you become who your coach is.
Okay.
I do think there's something to be said for that. I think the defense is playing more like a Paul Haynes than they did under Willie. And so, that's not to say they can't be successful. I'm just saying, I sort of sense all the times I've been at a football field, I've sensed where the head coach is, and since the head coach's presence, don't have that with John Allen. Not to say he can't win. And then, the overall looking at it, guys, I don't know in the defensive secondary, you know, we look better. I just don't know if we have the horses to slow down Bama and LSU's offense. Just even though we're better up front, I just don't know. Of course, again, you don't have your two linebackers playing. You don't have your safety playing. So it was sort of – and offensively, you take Niall Davis out of that thing, it's amazing to me how if you put Niall Davis on that offense, just like – well, you got a first and second round draft choice at quarterback. And all of a sudden, you put one in at tailback. You got Greg and Kobe. You take Niall Davis out, though, it's like, it's not quite the threat. All of a sudden, you put him at tailback. All of a sudden, and that would make a difference, too.
Okay, but I talked to our beat writer for quite a while yesterday, Robbie Noswanger, and He said that a lot of that defensive stuff came from against the second and third offensive line, which is really a big question mark. They got no backups in offensive line.
They had some ones in there. They had some ones in there. But I don't know how good, again, in the interior line we are. I just don't know if we're good enough to beat. Now, listen, I think we can still win 9-11. 9-11, who knows?
Oh, no, wait just a minute. That, 11, I'm just saying, 11's a little high.
I know. I'm just saying. I think the potential is there, but also, too, I think they could win as few as 9.
Okay, you're a linebacker. You're playing with a defensive end who hasn't played linebacker. You're playing with a fullback.
Not even practice in a week.
Yep, and you're playing with a fullback who hasn't played linebacker, and you're playing with a guy who hasn't been on the field.
I think the defense is good enough to beat every team at Alabama and LSU. I think they're good enough to beat. I just don't know if they have the horses to beat Alabama or LSU.
I don't think they beat South Carolina. Luckily
he has not been healthy the last 2 years. So
that's just. Who knows? I mean, that's why you play.
But I tell you what, with Nile Davis and Hamilton and Greg and Tyler Wilson, and I can't tell how good the offensive line is yet. They gave up, obviously, some pressures and some sacks. And
the tackles.
Just don't know.
That's a concern.
It was nice to see the defense play a little bit better. Okay. It was nice to see that. I just don't know.
Isn't it, generally speaking, though, they say for every team at this point in the year, the defense is always ahead of the offense.
If their offense just killed them the first
time. Usually the offense on this in our program kills the defense. And so and I just, you know what, just secondary wise, y'all. You don't see a Steve Atwater. You don't see a Daryl Walters. Kenny Hamlin.
Kenoy Kennedy.
Yeah. When is the last time? I know we recruit that kid out of West Memphis, but we don't know any of the names of the secondary because they're not studs. They're not like the studs on we have on offense. And you know, really, we can come up and crowd the line of scrimmage. All of a sudden, they're going to beat the.
Know your assignment.
Brandon Mitchell is exact. Brandon Mitchell just had no problem scoring touchdowns. I mean, they could cover Brandon Mitchell.
He's going to play a lot.
He's not a burner, but he runs good routes. He's got good hands.
And he's a good rebounder. You know, I mean, that's what you're talking about, getting body position.
Yeah, it's exactly.
What about Small? Small.
I'm always nervous when you're talking about going back and forth.
He's just a 1 yard guy, isn't he?
Well, they've got him playing linebacker.
I know that too.
He's 5'10".
No, he's not 5'10".
No, he's listed at 5'10". I'm sorry. Listed at 5'10".
I'm just saying it's tough when you're playing. Yeah.
What is that? I mean, that just scares me when you take that guy. Any of the football players going to a basketball team, obviously we're suffering. We got to have somebody.
I'll tell you, the freshman kid from Louisiana was so exhausted because he looked great as a freshman, as good as a freshman can be. But you know what scares me again about that Tank Wright deal? Tommy, you've been gone all week. He got one bad hit by Nile Davis, ran him over. And he went cuckoo, you know. They've held him out the entire week
I'm assuming they're playing really safe with those guys because they hadn't got anybody behind them.
But again, all it's going to take now is another hit, boom. Sure. I'm just saying, wow, nowadays you get one hit and you may not be playing for the next week or two.
I also think they're anticipating the repetitions against Jacksonville State and Louisiana Monroe instead of practice. We can keep this guy on the sideline.
A guy who's not even started a down hasn't even been practicing,
telling you, there's some red flags on defense.
And Davis doesn't get a hit until that first game?
Oh, I guess he might get hit sooner or later, but tackled to the ground.
He's not been
tackled to the ground.
They're not. Of course, he didn't even play at all in the scrimmage.
I sure would like to see him take a hit. What's up, Luther?
Good morning.
Hey,
Tommy, the Mississippi folks call that little town Anguilla that you go through.
And it's not Anguilla. Yeah, and did you call it Anguilla, Tommy?
I call it Anguilla.
It's your real title.
And I was going to tell David, has he seen his name in the ESPN magazine?
Yeah.
In the little question about the...
Never mentioned it.
Just so happens.
The Stokes sent me these. Congratulations to the Stokes. They got Tusk, got the centerfold, rather. I mean, the only mascot to get the two-page spread. Now, that's a young Tusk, not quite the intimidating big one that he'll be few years.
That's still
a
boy.
Dude, two-page spread.
I got to get that today.
I mean, they did an amazing job with something. I mean, look at those. Those are all that photographer went to all these mascots and.
They could have got a better shot of Tusk.
Yeah, I say it's not the most intimidating.
No, it's not. It's kind of
smiling, isn't it?
It's like those things that are running wild down in South Arkansas.
Yeah, it's a
bigger
small
than Carol Small. Hey, and the Spice Girls are the most successful girl group of all time.
What would be number two?
TLC. And Destiny's Child or
where's the Supremes on this list?
Destiny's Child and TLC are 2 and 3 respectively.
They're not even the same boat as the Temptations. I mean, the Supremes.
No, sorry. Not at all.
No, they don't even show up in Canada.
Bananarama? Did you see that?
Yes, Bananarama is four.
Bananarama is four. All time leading, that just doesn't sound
Yeah, you know what? And Supremes are not in the top 15.
See, that's not right.
That's
Salt and Pepper.
This is Spice Girls, right?
Yeah.
They burn out pretty quick, but hey, I didn't mind. They're fine. What they are.
That's the best Britain's got to offer. Come on.
Hello. Oh, they gave us the Beatles. So what
and
right.
They brought out Pet Shop Boys and Madness.
How'd George Michael look?
Did we get George Michael?
Wake Me Before You, whatever. Yeah.
He sang
Freddie
that?
Mercury. No, he didn't sing it. That guy's dead. They're all dead. Come on.
They brought the live Beatle back for the opening, but no Beatles, although they used Beatles songs towards the end of the deal. Go figure. I don't know. We come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the Hogs, the PGA. And we'll get Harry to watch any of the Olympics.
I did. I watched almost every night.
Yep. I did, too.
Yep.
I did, too, and I don't know why, but I did.
I did. I was riveted.
Tommy, can we give the lineup for this season, Monday through Friday? Next week, our next break?
Do it after the break. Right now, we'll try to get Kaim in real quick. What's up, Kaim?
Hey, welcome back, Tommy. Welcome back, Harry. All's right in the world. Everybody's back. I just want to tell you that the boys took good care of the Ponderosa while you were gone.
Ponderosa.
Although they had to change it to the Stink Eye and Doo-Doo Show while you were gone.
How you missed it? I had pink eye all last week.
You look better today.
My eye was swollen.
How'd you get pink eye?
Stink, Tommy.
I guess Living for Life, somebody gave it to me. And then so we've had callers call in Coach Doo-Doo over there.
Which is
his name.
Just ridiculous.
Coach Doo-Doo. I don't know where it came from.
I was kind of hoping he'd never know that.
I'm glad I do.
To me, you got to listen carefully. We got M in the place who likes it in your face. You got G like MC who likes it on an easy V. Doesn't come for free. She's a real lady.
I know we talked about it before the last break. Harry is going to start appearing during the season. He'll be back on Mondays during the season.
I'm sure people have turned off the radio.
No, they're not. No. Harry, we have got a lineup like never before on the show with No Name all season long. Harry on Mondays. Bruce James on Tuesday.
Why don't you let me finish this bit?
I'm sorry.
I live in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, I bet you charm them with that accent and the rest of that package.
Wow, heck yeah.
Yeah, I bet you do.
And my British Mini Cooper.
Yeah, talk dirty to me in English.
Do I make you horny, baby?
One more time. Do I make you horny, Tommy?
Do I make you horny, Tommy?
She's the one with two Elvis tattoos, faces of Elvis on the back of each shoulder.
Young Elvis?
I had a young one and an old one.
Really?
You couldn't get the old one on the back of your shoulder.
Oh, Harry.
If you were an Italian female water polo person, you probably could.
Tommy, I think to introduce the lineup, I think we need to get some. RJ, why don't you see if you can get some ESPN music? Let's just say we got two new additions that we have.
I don't know how anybody's going to top this lineup this year.
We'll see if we can find that. Although, Harry, you're the highest paid and the most prestigious.
With me starting the week, you've got kind of a low baseline to work from. Don't you kind of go from there up.
It goes up from there.
It's got to go up from there, doesn't it?
Well, we're just hoping that there'll be something positive for you to.
We got Mark May one day.
Glad to have Mark May back on Thursday. He'll also be appearing at the Little Rock Touchdown Club next Monday, and we'll be here in studio that day as we kick off the football season. Great to get him in. So glad to have him back on Thursdays. On Wednesdays, of course, Bruce James, as Roger said, on Tuesdays. On Wednesdays, for the first time in this market, former Razorback quarterback Matt Jones, one of the most exciting players to play for the Hawks. Should be interesting. He's on Wednesday. I got Mark May on Thursday. And then Friday, thanks to the work of Justin Akery, we are pleased to have one of the most high-profile guys on ESPN as well. Herm Edwards.
Yep.
Very good.
So
very
you got good. Harry, Bruce James, Matt Jones, Mark May, and Herm Edwards.
That is
a
fantastic lineup.
That is a lineup.
I might listen to that.
How
very
about that?
Do
you
that.
Feel proud to be included in that group?
I'm telling you,
about guys, to get Mark May and Herm Edwards, two of the most visible guys on ESPN for both their respective sports. Yeah. And then you throw in Matt Jones. Listen, he's moved to Little Rock. Not many people know he's around. We haven't had a chance to hear him much and about his take on his playing days and what he thinks about. I mean, he had some great games you know, in his career. I mean, the overtime games, the games against Alabama and Texas.
Improv stuff.
I think Paul Eels, before he passed, said he used the phrase, oh my, to describe Matt Jones more than any other player ever did.
Didn't we have a show one time where we debated who was the most exciting player of all time in our era? And it was debatable between McFadden and Jones, but I'm not so sure. I think by the end of the day, we didn't say, you know, the bottom line, just making crazy plays out of nothing and just
improv.
Improv guy, which is sometimes makes that more exciting. Of course, Joe Adams was a great player, too, but that guy did. Matt Jones was amazing at quarterback.
He was the team.
Roger had a great song, wrote a great song about him. I'm sure we'll introduce
one of the first ones,
Yeah, back in the day. Along Came Jones, is that what it was?
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, so that's Tommy, we want to thank all of our sponsors. We'll introduce those as we go, but all of them going to be mostly in the 7 o'clock-ish hour, so most of you will be in your car.
It's almost rival to a Bo Mattingly show.
Wow.
I mean, you know what? I mean, if you ever thought about listening to us before and thought we didn't know sports, well, now we're going to learn some ourselves. I'm excited about it. I mean, Herm Edwards,
he says
he wants, and so does Mark May.
Yeah. And it's great to have Mark in town next Monday, too, for the Touchdown Club. Make sure, LRTouchdown.com, by the way. I'd like to have a lot of our Buzz listeners at that meeting, and let's give him a warm welcome, because I've been telling him, hey, folks here in Arkansas really enjoy you on the Buzz, and I'd love for us to have a big meeting on Monday to show that to him. Over, it's at the Peabody, by the way, on Monday.
He's the first speaker?
He's the first one.
I got a feeling you'll have a pretty good crowd.
I think so.
Oh, his give and take with Holtz is really good.
I think so, too. I think they both sort of feel comfortable with each other and have fun going back and forth.
Do you know the whole lineup, Tommy, for the Touchdown Club?
It's good.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
After Tommy, after Mark May, we got John Robinson of USC, Coach Marcus Allen, Coach Dickerson at the L.A. Rams. After that, Howard Stellenberger, the guy who put Alabama on the map. Miami on the map, sorry.
Yeah.
Obviously, great to get him in. I got one more. I think we're going to probably get Phil Fulmer back again.
Wow.
Matt Jones. John L. Smith, which is interesting. He's coming the fifth week of the year.
That's still intriguing.
So the team might be a little progressed one way or the other.
It'll be 4-1. Paul
Feinbaum comes back. Tommy's been on his show before. Very polarizing character. He loves the Little Rock Touchdown Club.
He's the king of Alabama radio.
Yep.
Though.
Mike's live. The SEC commissioner is coming back. Jeff Long.
Jeff Long, when he comes, will he have an idea of who he has in mind for the head coaching
job? He might have an idea, but he ain't going to share it.
No, sure he won't. But you know what? We got a listener that may ask him.
Willie Rofe's coming to speak. He was the inductee into the Hall of Fame recently, so it's nice to have Willie Rofe coming in to speak. And then, of course, we have Gus Malzahn and Clint Conk, Mark Henry, who was a former player whose son just committed to the Razorback. So it's a great lineup.
Good lineup.
Outstanding.
Yep.
Starts
really
next Monday.
Show with no name favorite, Rex Nelson, also a conspirator in the RJ, did he really know the word contest yesterday, has stated that Tyler Wilson will be on stage in New York in December.
Wrong. Wrong.
You know, he's placing a tough league to say that. I don't know.
Wrong.
I can't say that with confidence.
You come down.
No.
You have come down because you and I argued less than 3 weeks ago to where management actually liked the conversation we argued so much about your 10-11 win season and mine sticking to 9.
I just don't know if our defensive secondary can hold up. The scenario during the break we mentioned, if Alabama and LSU comes out and says, we're going to run it, they are so big and strong running game-wise, we got to pack the line of scrimmage, we're better up front, but to do that also in the secondary, you pop up and there's a pass for 50 yards. I just don't know if our secondary is strong enough to beat a Bama or LSU. Just don't know.
And I feel awkward promoting something that I wrote, but I did handicap the Heisman race for Saturday morning.
Ooh.
And he's about 12-1. And this is just it's Barclays to win or lose, believe me.
Yeah.
Southern Cal does what they're supposed to be wins.
They have an easier schedule. Again,
okay, that doesn't matter.
It's Southern Cal.
That's right. It's Southern
Cal.
It's this nice
Southern Cal is a marquee name.
But you got to win. I think you got to win.
They're going to win.
They're going to win a lot.
Their schedule is not the toughest either.
No, and the Moneyball guy is going to get the ball a ton of times at Wisconsin.
I think Tyler will put up great numbers again, but again, I think
he can't do any better than he did last year.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It's hard to
improve.
It'll be hard to top that.
And Al Davis will have more touches. It'll take away from his deal a little bit. As well, which I don't care. Listen, I just want him to go out there and win games and be productive. I don't care whether he wins.
But I can recall as recently as 6-8 weeks ago, people were talking about not only Tyler Wilson, but Nile Davis as a possible Heisman candidate. And I guess candidate is a loosely learned. You know,
can I tell you, y'all? I think Nile Davis is one of the best backs in the country. He just plays in one of the toughest leagues.
Well, over South Carolina, they think Lattimore is.
I know, and he is. He's a great running back.
And
too.
In Wisconsin, they think Monty Ball is.
I would take Lattimore and Nile Davis over Monty Ball.
Okay, and the guy at Oregon can really play. Thomas.
Yeah, there's a lot of good players.
He can really
out there.
Play.
And there'll be a couple to pop up in the SEC.
Sure. But I will tell you this though, it is a fun offense to watch because they're going five wide about every, and all of a sudden you put Nile Davis in there, you know, pop him in there at running back every once in a while. He's like, wow, you got to cover a lot of people.
What's the thought on him not taking a hit?
Well,
he broke his ankle on the
past week.
And you can practice against Jacksonville State and Louisiana.
Who is the Razorback that blew out both knees last week?
Oh, yeah. Greg Childs at Minnesota.
I hate to say this, but I think he's Anthony Lucas, and he's done.
Sure. Could be. Yeah.
Oh, two knees, I can't imagine. I can't imagine coming back.
Not sad. David.
Hey, good morning. You were talking about a little bit about Mattingly and then the secondary and the linebackers. Last week he said somebody asked him about the impact the defensive coordinator was going to have on the secondary and the linebackers, and he was just kind of saying, you know, that they weren't really top-tier athletes, but he said you can't make lemonade out of lemons.
Wow.
I didn't know
who said
it was
that?
Rainwater or Mattingly.
Good.
I will tell you, the idea that they've got one coach coaching safeties and one coach coaching cornerbacks is a plus. Asking Willie to do that last year was a lot.
Yeah, I think the defense, let me tell you what, just from a per – and I'll tell you, there's something to be said. You got to be a good coach, but I'm watching Paul Haynes and Tabor Johnson, and I'm telling you, they are screaming. Yep. They are not happy. He got so mad every time they would give up a score, talking about the Paul Haynes. And that's what you want. I just never felt
so
that
way. So you saw who Wally picked for the national championship game.
Oklahoma.
Yeah. Oklahoma and Southern Cal.
And that's probably a decent choice. I'm just saying, listen, I feel good about this team. I think we can win some football games. LSU and Alabama, they are so good. I don't know if we can beat them or not. Maybe we can. But
I'm afraid they're going to lose to somebody other
could
than.
Be. Oh, yeah, sure. A&M's got two first-round draft choices on the offensive line.
They're starting over. You
don't like A&M at all. They worry me.
No. I just don't. New coordinator, new coach, new quarterback.
I like the coach.
What about South Carolina?
Yeah, I do like them.
What about Auburn?
No.
On the road?
No, I don't care.
Auburn will be better. Auburn will be better defensively. Watch out.
Okay, so what? They still don't know who their quarterback is.
Save the tape. Springdale. Mark the tape.
Nah, they beat Auburn.
All right, we're going to talk to you about your favorite sport when we come back. The PGA, the ball of the tree.
That was quite a show.